Welcome into this week's Media Day Press Conference podcast. I'm Josh Martinez, editor-in-chief of the University Journal and a sports broadcaster for KSUU Thunder 91.1. Here we have the SUU football team to discuss their upcoming playoff game against Sam Houston State. The T-Birds clinched the Big Sky Championship on Saturday with a win over Northern Arizona, and they will play Sam Houston State down in Texas on Saturday as part of the FCS playoffs. SUU defensive end James Couser will address the media first, followed by SUU head coach Ed Lamb.
James, give us your thoughts on being named Defensive Player of the Year.
It's fun, it's cool, it's exciting, but I mean, at the same time, I think it's just a reflection of the whole defense. I don't think I've ever seen a Defensive Player of the Year come from a team that did not have a fantastic all-around defense, and so I think it's just a kind thing that the coaches or whoever voted on it did for our defense as a whole, and they just happened to choose me.
What's the mentality of the defense like right now?
We know we got a big task at hand. 2 years ago, we got destroyed by Sam Houston State. They made our defense look absolutely terrible. And watching them on film, they look just as explosive this year.
Is there a different mindset this year versus in 2013?
Hopefully. I think the experience helps. I think having been there, it's not as, like, shocking and just like, what are we doing here sort of thing. Like, this is cool. I think this time we're ready to play football. And, like, we want to be we're not just happy to be there, I guess to say.
Coach, 2013 versus 2015, is there any difference between the team? I know DeMario lined up on there are some differences with the coaching staff, but to you, is there any difference?
Absolutely, yeah. Every team, really. I mean, just from year to year, much less 2 years, there's certainly a difference in the depth chart and the faces on the team, but also in that period of time, there's generally going to be some change on the coaching staff and changing the way we do things. We change offense and defense and special teams schematics from week to week. So it's, yeah, the only carryover from playing Sam Houston 2 years ago that I see really is a collective memory of disappointment after the game that a lot of our guys have, and a little bit of a familiarity with where the locker room is and where the toilet is in the locker room, and that kind of stuff makes a little bit of a difference.
How are you preparing these guys for this week compared to last week?
Well, one of the things about last week is there was a natural finality to the game. It was, we had talked all year long about the championship being an ultimate goal, but not something to focus on week to week. It was one game at a time. And last week, that message wasn't really necessary. It would have been redundant. And this week, it's kind of the same. In fact, I just finished talking to the players about, we have to realize that we're in a tournament, and it's made of brackets, and the idea is to advance through the tournament, and the end game is the national championship game. But it's stated, it's over, and now it's time to focus on Sam Houston.
Are you fortunate that you're playing these games again?
Unfortunate?
Either one.
Oh, no, I'm thrilled. I'm not, yeah, they're a good quality team, an excellent opportunity for SUU, and you know, like we were embarrassed last time we were there, so... You know, we're all nervous. We don't want that to happen again. They have our full attention.
Talked about that disappointment. How can you use that as a benefit?
You know, I haven't talked a whole lot about it because some of the ears that it's going to fall on would be, you know, they don't know what I'm talking about. But I just addressed it kind of like it just now. What I said to the team was, I know that Sam Houston State, for a team that's, you know, halfway across the country and not in our conference, they have our full attention and there's familiarity, and that's about as much as I addressed it.
What are you seeing from them? You talked how they're different. What do they do well in the field?
Well, they have different offensive and defensive schemes, different coaches. They've had a coaching change since then. But, you know, a lot of the same team makeup in terms of, I mean, some of the players are the same, obviously, but they run the ball first, and they're very good at it. Their throwing numbers are really amazing. When you watch on video, it's kind of like, wow, they're just running the heck out of the ball, and they throw a few play-action passes. But by the end of the game, they've got a lot of passing yards. In fact, between their two quarterbacks, they're not too far behind what we've thrown for on the season, and they have a lot more rushing yards. So really explosive offense, and just from a scoring standpoint, possession standpoint. Defensively, they're they run more man-to-man than they did a couple of years ago, and seem to be a little quicker at the linebacker positions, and their skill position guys are really fast, front's really active.
All that being said, like, I guess, what is the different mindset for you? Is this now a new season, or is this what do you tell the players to get ready for the playoff?
Yeah, well, I think it just goes back to this is our opponent and the focus on the opponent, and so much of our focus last time we were there was, like, I mean, they put us up in this amazing resort hotel. I mean, my room had an office and a work. Our defensive coordinator at the time, Justin Ennett, called me as soon as we got there and checked in, and he said, "Coach, I think they made a mistake. I think I got the suite." And I said, "Well, I'm looking around. Does your room have an office?" And he said, "No." I said, "Does your room have a workout facility with treadmill and dumbbells?" And he said, "No." I said, I think I got the suite. I'm good then." And so just all that was just newness and exciting, and it really felt like a bowl game. It felt like a reward for a great season, and I don't think any of our guys are thinking that this is a reward. It's another chance to play together, and that's what I've tried to stress. It's another chance for me to coach these guys, and that's week to week the only thing I'm trying to accomplish right now.
James, do you believe that statement?
100%. 100%.
What are you expecting differently in 2013 and 2015?
Hopefully the outcome when it scores at zero, the times at zero. Hopefully we perform a little better. I think we're a little more prepared this year mentally, and we're doing the physical work right now.
Now, Coach, you had 18 guys selected for either all conference or honorable mention. What does that mean? What does that say about the program this year?
You know, I've got two feelings on that, and the first is it's really difficult to get an honor in the Big Sky now with 13 teams, and we don't play every team. And so on the one hand, I think it can be a really inaccurate representation as you try to compare players. For me personally, it was very difficult to compare players that I had not seen in person, and in some cases hadn't even seen much crossover video to study, and to compare those with others that I had played that maybe made plays against us. So, you know, as I looked down through the results, you know, the guys that did end up getting the votes for the first team or the second team, you know, wherever I kind of had them slotted in my mind as deserving, I think it's a great honor because it's really hard to get those votes. But there were some other guys that I felt like should have finished much higher. I felt like that our quarterback was worthy of first team consideration. Several of our offensive players were more worthy of higher consideration than they had.
Staying on that subject, you were elected finalist for FCS Stats Coach of the Year. What are your thoughts on that?
No thoughts, really. It's I mean, I appreciate whoever would make that decision, and I'm grateful for it, humbled by it, but it's like not something I'm really thinking about. And I read through the other bios of the other finalists, and I think I'm not going to win. So.
You kind of alluded to this. Why has your defense gotten so much more attention than the offense this season?
Well, there was a stretch there that was just unreal, unusual, and really over the last, say, three or four games, you know, the offense has really improved in a big way, and other offenses have come out and just kind of really thrown caution to the wind and tried to attack our defense in every way possible. So our defense has seen everything. They're growing. I think we're, you know, I fully expect that we'll see a resurgence on of our defensive prowess over these next few weeks. And we're getting back healthy on defense. We're finding more of our character. And I love the way our offense is playing. And the special teams have really come on strong, too, in the last couple of weeks.
Said few weeks. Was that a little bit of a prediction there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my goal is every week to coach these guys for one more week. So that's what I'm working. That's my motivation for this week is to beat Sam Houston, but to beat him so that I can coach him for one more week.
Any practice conflicts with Thanksgiving break?
Yeah. Yeah, the guys, you know, we're a T-Bird family for Thanksgiving. The guys can't go home. There's no opportunity to travel. And we're actually traveling to Sam Houston on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. So, and then tomorrow, with the weather being uncertain here in Cedar City, we felt like we needed to maybe move practice to St. George, the folks at Dixie State were kind enough to allow us to use their football facility and field. And so that'll really help our preparation and take out some of the weather predictions. You know, we felt like it was risky enough. It might be okay here, it might be clear, but the field might be pretty icy and snowy too. So we felt like, based on the information we had, we needed to go down there. So there were a lot of moving parts, and that's incredibly hard on these guys because that travel, that 2 hours of travel, and then not to mention that school's out, and so the meal service is not working on campus, and so we're feeding them as well. And you know, it's probably, to somebody who doesn't play football, it sounds like, wow, I mean, they're feeding them meals, they're driving around, they're practicing here and there, but for these guys, they from 7:30 tomorrow morning until 7:30 at night, they really don't have a lot of free moments to themselves and to get the things done in their personal lives that they would want to get done.
You're a little worried that kind of ruins the routine of their preparation?
Our routine is much the same. I mean, in terms of, we have a half hour kick meeting followed by an hour and 15 minute offensive and defensive meeting followed by practice. It's just the travel in there. Instead of class time, we're traveling, we're eating together. So I think it is different, but I think as far as football preparation, they'll feel very much at home.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check back for more SUU news updates as well as SUU news sports updates online at SUUnews.com. Thanks for listening.